He was real downright poor. You see, dirt poor.
Okay. If a man owns an orchard, would you ever say he's the man owns the orchard, or would you add another word in there?
I would say he's the man that owns it.
Okay. And would you ever say he's a man's rich, or would you put something else in it? He's a man.
That is rich, or I would say he's a rich man.
Okay. Let's see, a man that's rich has a son. So you'd say, he's the boy, father is very rich.
Who's father?
Okay. What do you call the center of a cherry?
I call it the seed.
And what do you call the center of a peach?
Call that a seed, too. In both cases, old lot of folks said pit.
What do you call the kind of peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Cling stone.
And how about the other one?
Free stone.
What do you call the center of an apple?
Core.
What do you call dried fruit in slices? Say apple or peach. I don't know if this term is common.
Not to me, isn't it?
Snitz is the word. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's a funny little word, isn't it?
It must be Pennsylvania Dutch.
It sounds as if it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Have you heard any other names, Paul?
Goobers.
Okay. Any others?
Ground peas.
Gee, you got a whole store of them. Any others, or is that
That's it? All I know of.
What do you call a nut that grows on a tree and has two coverings? What kind of nut might it be? You know, it's got an outer covering.
It's like a pecan, but I don't know just what I don't know.
Okay, well, there's a pecan, and then there's another one that begins with a W.
Well, there's a walnut, which is a quite different coverings, but they both do have outside coverings.
Well, what do you call the outside covering?
I call it the hull.
And what about the inside hull?
Shell.
Okay. If there was some fruit on the kitchen table and you wanted to squeeze some for breakfast, you might say to someone, please hand me... Okay. What's the fruit that Florida is famous for?
Well, I guess so. Oranges is more than anything else.
Okay. The children were at the cookie jar this morning, and now the cookies are...
gone.
Okay. You want to speak to us? Or turn
no, I speak to them pretty frequently.
Oh, you do? what are small, hard vegetables that are red on the outside and white on the inside?
Radishes.
Okay. What are red vegetables, soft red vegetables, that grow on vines that ketchup is made out of?
Tomatoes.
What are hard white vegetables that grow underground and have skins on them? You can bake them or mash them.
When you're talking about potatoes, turnip does the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call an orange-colored potato?
Yam.
Okay. Do you distinguish between a yam and a sweet potato?
I don't, and neither is it done locally. It's at all of them sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if somebody says the word potato to you, does that mean a white one or a sweet one?
Well, as a thing has changed in quite recent years, up till recently, if you said a potato in Georgia, you meant a sweet potato. That is it. But now it's switching around like our Yankee friend, a potato is an Irish potato.
Mm-hmm.
But formerly, if you wanted an Irish potato, you had to ask for an Irish potato.
That's interesting. I hadn't realized that.
Yes.
What vegetable makes your eyes water when you cut it up?
Onions.
And what are the small ones with green tops called?
Small onions with green tops?
Okay.
I don't know, they have an onion here they call shallots. I don't know. Some of them call them shallots.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you're talking about, I don't know.
Okay. What vegetable looks like a lettuce, but it's heavier and it's more compact?
Heavier and more compact than a lettuce?
Than a lettuce.
Uh-huh.
It's round.
Are you talking about a cabbage?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you had two of these and added one more, then you'd have?
Cabbages.
Okay. To remove beans from their outer covering, you have to?
Shell them.